Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Well, one of us anyway, the one who sucks. It is 9 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the show and proud to do it for 37 years. Thank you. Phil Kennedy is at Master Control. Welcome to the show. Hope you had a good day at work. If you get out at 5, if you're just leaving the office right now, drive home might be a little less enjoyable than you might hope it would be. Some slowdowns and stuff in the area. Can't believe it's already October 16th of 2019. And it dawned on me that tomorrow is already the second anniversary of the death of Gord Downie of the Tragically Hip. And if that doesn't mean anything to the Buffalo audience, it certainly means a lot to the people in Canada for whom Gord Downie was basically, and I don't use this word lightly, an iconic figure, an amazing man, and an amazingly courageous man with how he dealt with his terminal brain cancer. But 2 years ago tomorrow, Gord Downie of the Tragically Hip went to his maker. Very, very inspirational dude in so many ways. 9 minutes after 5 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Okay, so this hour of the program, I don't often do this, but sometimes because I'm pretty sure that I have adult, what's that called again? Adult ADHD. Yeah, I forgot what it was because I have it. I'm going to whip out three different areas of conversation on which I would like your input. And first of all, I am more than willing to continue our conversation about how you quit smoking. What was it that made you quit smoking? Now, I happen to be one of those people, and I can't believe nobody else mentioned this, but I'm one of these people who had good luck with smoking maracas instead. Now, I had good luck with nicotine lozenges. I have cut down dramatically on my intake of nicotine lozenges. I do the 4-milligram cherry ones, and I got to cut down to the 2-milligram cherry ones, and then hopefully wean myself off of nicotine altogether, with the sole exception of allowing myself a cigar or two every month, if the circumstances are right. Typically, that tends to be a summer or fall thing for me. But some people do use nicotine replacement therapy, either lozenges. The lozenges I like better than the gum for the reason I mentioned earlier, that like with the gum, you pop it in your mouth, you chew, and then about 20 seconds later, the nicotine is all gone. You've swallowed it all. With the lozenges, you can just kind of tuck them between the cheek and the gum and have them slowly dissolve. So you could have one lozenge literally last for hours as long as you don't chomp down on it like you used to do with those Tootsie Pops to get to the good center. So how did you quit smoking? Did you quit by vaping? Did you quit with a pharmaceutical like Chantix or Wellbutrin or what else do they call it? Bupropion or something for smoking cessation? What did you do that got you to quit smoking? And was it because of the money? Was it because of health? Was it because somebody wouldn't date a smoker? And as has come up previously on today's program, for some people, smoking is a total deal breaker. You can be the most beautiful, handsome, wonderful, awesome, richest person in the world, but if you smoke cigarettes, that is a turnoff, I would say, to a majority of your potential dating partners, at least in 2019. because smoking rates, in particular youth smoking rates, are as low as they have ever been since they started keeping track of such things. So there's lots of reasons why people quit smoking, and there's lots of different ways people quit. And the bottom line is, if you're listening right now and you're trying to get off of cigarettes and you think it's impossible, when you listen to the people who called in the first couple of hours of the show today, you realize that a lot of people sure have done it. So they're no stronger than you are, and you have it within you to get off the cigarettes yourself, and maybe some of the methods that people talked about will inspire you to give them a try. And also, don't get down on yourself if you were able to quit for a month, but then you went back to it. And then you quit for a week, but you went back to it. Look at all of those failures as learning experiences. Learn from what you did wrong the previous occasions and just correct that behavior in the future. And that'll put you in good stead. Also, something else I want to get into. The flu shot. The experts say that now would be a very good time to get the flu shot because it takes 2 weeks, roughly, from the time you are given the flu vaccine until the time that you actually develop immunity. Now, when it comes to flu shots, I have done a 180 on flu shots because of medical necessity. I used to have the opinion that since they usually got the strain of flu wrong for which the vaccine was designed, why bother getting the flu shot? Unfortunately, as some of you are aware, I have entered a new high-risk medical category, and therefore it is very advisable that somebody in my shoes gets a flu shot, which I did last week when I was at the doctor's office. So I'm in that category that is recommended to get a flu shot because in my particular case, getting a real heavy dose of the flu could very well be the final time I go to the hospital and do a Facebook Live video from there. So, and every year, and I'm not trying to preach to you. Please understand, I am not trying to preach. Believe me, it is your life and you live it how you want to live it. I'm just relating my own experiences here, which might or might not be relevant to yours. Thousands of people every year, right here in the United States, despite the greatest healthcare that the world can offer, thousands of people actually do die from flu. So I got the flu shot because I didn't want to take the chance with the full knowledge that they might have gotten the vaccine wrong. I also want to get the shingles vaccine. Not worthy probably of a complete show. But do you get the flu shot? Maybe work orders you to get a flu shot. Many of you who work in healthcare, we've got a lot of listeners who do, are forced to get flu shots by your employers. Given the nature of your job, if you're working in the healthcare industry, you're coming into contact with a lot of sick people. And not only do you not want to get sick, but you also, you know, don't want to get sick and then give it to somebody else before your symptoms present. So do you get a flu shot? And my final question for you this hour of the show, and we'll probably spend some more time on this in a future show, but I feel the need to bring it up today because of that horrible accident in Orleans County where two young people died in a collision with a deer, and then the car went into the water. I am heartbroken about that. You know, it's just there are some tragedies that you just can't get out of your mind, and I just can't. I can't get that accident out of my mind. It breaks my heart just thinking about it. You know, 21, 20 years old and dead because of the car deer accident and the car ending up in the creek. It's very painful to think about the loss that those people are going through who knew and who loved those people involved. Have you had a collision with a deer? And if you did, where did you have your collision with the deer? In Amherst, we have literally thousands of car deer accidents every year. I consider myself blessed that sometimes, and this is going to sound weird, but sometimes I seem to have a sixth sense for where deer are before I see them. I just kind of have that feeling like, okay, I can almost smell it. There's a deer around here. I'm going to reduce my speed. And a lot of times, at least 50% of the time, sure enough, before too long, there's a deer, which, by the way, is not really uncommon in Amherst. Close your eyes, open them, and a deer will appear. I came home one night a couple of weeks ago, and the headlights went into my backyard, and there was a giant doe fast asleep in my backyard, and I felt guilty waking the thing up. But at least on the residential streets in Williamsville, we have a 30-mile-an-hour speed limit, so you know, you at least have a pretty good shot at avoiding the deer as they traipse through the neighborhood as if they own the place. And I'm pretty sure they do. But have you had a collision with a deer? And where did you have that collision? And did it change the way you drive? You know, a lot of people do not like driving at night. And one of the reasons a lot of folks don't like driving at night is, especially on the rural roads, but it can happen anywhere these days, the deer. And they do get skittish, and they do stupid things. And generally speaking, when you see one deer running across the road, wait a few seconds, and you'll see one or two more. In fact, on, what was it, Armor Duels Road Saturday night, whatever that road is when you're coming back from the Armor Inn and going to the 219, we saw a herd of about 15 deer grazing on the side of the road. And there was some big deer in that herd of deer. We have a huge, over a hyper-abundant population of deer in western New York. 803-0930 is the phone number for what we're talking about, 803-0930. I thought I'd give you a little variety today, the 5 o'clock hour. Star 930 is the cell phone number, and 1-800-616-WBEN. We will get to your calls right away because I want to be very respectful of your time on hold. And while I have a moment, I do want to thank my dear friends Gary and Dawn and Bill and Lauren for asking me to dinner last night at a certain Mexican establishment on Transit Road in Williamsville. My family and my friends are by far the most important components of my life, and it was just such a nice time with people about whom I really care and who really care about me, and I am delighted to have such special bonds with so many people in our very large circle of friends. It really makes life just a beautiful thing, and it's just a special feeling to have friends. It really is. There's nothing like it. Bowerly on the radio. If you're just joining us, quickly to recap, three different topics, and you don't have to talk about every one. Number one, how did you quit smoking? What method did you use? Tell us about it. Maybe you want to tell us how many times it took you before you were able to quit for good. Do you get the flu shot? Why or why not? I get it now because I'm in a high-risk group, so I have to get it. And number three, have you hit a deer? If so, where? Lots of car deer accidents, especially this time of the year, and typically around sunrise and sunset, but it can happen anytime. Let's go right to the calls on WBEN as I thank you for your continuing patience. Here is Jeff in Buffalo. You're on WBEN.
Thank you, Tom. Smoked for about 15 years, quit about 20 years ago, and just quit cold turkey.
Wow.
I think that was the best method. Just kind of looked at it as a mind over matter thing and just picked a day when I had like three cigarettes left in the pack. I mean, there was a reason. My father had just had quadruple bypass, and he smoked for a long time, some really nasty cigarettes. And I said, you know what? I just don't want to end up like that, and just quit that later on that week. And that was the end of it.
Well, were you a pain in the ass when you were going through nicotine withdrawal?
I'm probably not the person to ask, but I think I managed it pretty well. I focused really on just a mind over matter and not gaining weight. So I just like started walking like 5 miles a day just to make sure I didn't add on any weight because I didn't really have a lot of room. And but I, you know, after 3 days, 4 days, I think you can pretty much, you know, kick the habit of anything. You can learn things in that period of time. And you can learn not to do things in that period of time.
And deep breathing can help as a substitute for smoking. Just taking deep, slow, controlled breaths as if you were inhaling a cigarette can definitely be of help.
I agree. I think there's the oral fixation. There's the mental aspects of it. The physical, I mean, I think they're all there. I mean, they didn't have all the stuff out that they do now for people. But, you know, I caution that people try to use too many of these things as a crutch. And just try it on your own and see if you can, you know, just take it on yourself and then rely on something if you need a little help, you know, to get over the hump. But
and if I don't mean to be impertinent, sir, at all, but keeping in mind that your dad did have quadruple bypass surgery, even though you quit smoking, and I'm not a doctor, but you might have a genetic predisposition towards cardiovascular disease, you might want to talk with your general practitioner and then see if there are any diagnostics that might be indicated based on your family history where you might be at greater risk of having your own arteries clogged even though you're not smoking anymore.
I agree fully, and that was, you know, the first step 20 years ago was to not follow that path, and then and I appreciate that input. And the second, I'm a no flu shotter. Is that a thing?
Yes, you're a no vaxxer with the flu shot.
I'm a no vaxxer on the flu shot. And on the deer front, it's just a matter of time. I live out in that area where you just encountered about 15 deer. It's just a matter of time, but I plan on driving right through it and taking my chances with my Takata airbag.
Yeah, you know what? I'm so glad you brought that up, because as much as none of us want to hit a deer, given a choice between hitting a deer and going off the road or hitting somebody else head on, the deer is going to die.
Exactly. Either way, you...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You just nudge it. It's not going to do well. So just, you know, stay on the road. And stick with the vehicle and take your chances.
Yep, and the same thing, you know, with all other animals as well. I love animals, but if there is a choice to be made between myself and my safety and the animal's safety, I'm going to be selfish.
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Jeff, for the call. A pleasure speaking with you. I'll think of you the next time I head out to the Armor Inn. You know, the funny thing is, the manager of the Armor Inn, we had a fun time on Friday night. It started out as two of us, and then it grew to like 14 of us, the circle of friends. So anyway, the manager, Carl, was actually the guy who was sitting next to me back in 2010 at Dock at the Bay when that bat landed on my wrist, and then I had to go get rabies shots. Talk about a small world. I'd forgotten he was there, but he didn't forget it, and it was nice to see him again. It was nice enough to buy a round for the table. Song. It's called Courage, and it was 2 years ago tomorrow already. Gord Downie died of inoperable or incurable brain cancer, and he was like Mr. Canada, basically a very probably arguably one of the most popular musicians Canada has ever produced, and his fame and the way people loved him transcended the music. So 2 years ago tomorrow, Gord Downie left us. It is 5:37 at News Radio 930 WBEN. So I got three topics on the table, and you don't have to call in to talk about all of them. But real quickly, how did you quit smoking? What technique did you use? Number two, do you receive the flu shot? I used to reject it. I now need to get it. Change in circumstances. And number three, have you hit a deer? If so, where? Because this is one of the peak times of the year, especially around sunrise and sunset, for car deer collisions. And tragically, hundreds of Americans every year die from impacting a deer with their car. And in Maine, for one example, people die hitting moose. If you think deer are big, moose are absolutely enormous. It's like hitting a hippopotamus. And I don't know how anybody walks away from a crash with a moose. Let's go back to the calls. Thank you for your patience and holding. Jim in Wilson, you are on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Tom. Speakerphone. Do I want to kill it?
Actually, you sound pretty good.
Okay. I think I quit with a bit of a unique, decisive trick and technique. And it was in 03 because I also did not want to die as the alternative. And I was trying to keep up with my son, football, frisbee, and just was not able. I decided when the doctor, also who is my drummer with my band, told me, he said, I believe you can do it. And it hadn't occurred to me that I can, with 35 years of never trying to quit. And I decided, okay, I'm going to quit. I'm going to recognize the meaning of that term and not try to quit or somehow, you know, distract myself. I was going to face it head on. And I created a two-page list of everything I would achieve to do, set my date, probably a couple weeks from when all this began to be my deciding factor. In the last night, till midnight, I smoked my brains out with Marlboro. I wrote on my package of Marlboro pack everything that I can do this once and for all. I will quit. Reasons to quit. I listed my entire family. And I stared it down. I said, I'm going to beat this thing. I'm not going to attempt to avoid triggers because they're everywhere. I was going to face them head on. I was going to, in fact, that one big element, I said, I'm going to, and I gave the finger to the devil. And that's what I did every time it was, I could have smoked, but no, you ain't having me. I quit at midnight. I had 6 cigarettes left. I had 2 young children in my house. They used to say, you got to quit, got to quit. I gave each one in the morning 3 cigarettes. I said, flush them. This is it. And that's almost like created a barrier I couldn't abandon. Make all the promises to myself. But once I did that for the kids, essentially, I was locked in.
Well, what you did is you what you did without realizing it is you made yourself accountable to your children that you promised that you would quit. You had them flush the cigarettes. And it has been, 16 years now?
15, I'm thinking it was, but it was just that I couldn't. But I had to that next day know that coffee's going to be a trigger. Food, obviously. How do I avoid food? Then I that evening said, I'm going to go down. I went alone to the Wilson house, had a couple beers and watching people go in and out to smoke. Nope, I'm going to beat it. And I beat it for that day. And I realized that's all it'll ever be. I've taken on every trigger.
Well, that's great, and we got to get to some other folks, but are you tempted at all anymore to smoke a cigarette? Does it appeal to you in any way, shape, or form?
I do not require that anybody change their habits around me. I'm able to stare this devil down, and the people who smoke near me, I only, and this, you know, I didn't want to go into great elongated explanation, but about a month ago or so, I was cut off a bit from my granddaughter, 5-year-old now. And I just couldn't bear that. She's the main thing in my life. And I went and had a fine cigar from that Buffalo Cigar on Transit. And that got me going. And so for 2 weeks, I played around with the cigars till my good friend, the guitar player in my band, he said, what is Ellie, my little granddaughter, going to feel? Would she want you? Even, you know, well, that hit. It hit my heart. And he says, and how about us guys, the band? You know, you're right, but my Ellie won the argument. He said no more. He drove away where we were at a church function, and he just drove away from it. Hmm. And that really also put the stamp on his point.
Understood. Thank you very much for the phone call. Obviously, a very interesting strategy, and I think you can learn something from his story. And I can kind of relate to it because, as I've mentioned a few times, I do enjoy cigars, especially in the summertime, especially with that glass of Southern Comfort when I'm cooking red meat over a charcoal fire. Like, how many health risks can I encounter in 1 hour? Back to the calls. and it is Paul in Williamsville. Paul, you're on WBEN. Welcome.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Three things. One, yes, I had a deer accident. I was on Hopkins Road between Klein and Maple, and I got T-boned.
The deer ran into you?
He ran into me right on the side.
Oy.
He's pressed up against the window.
Oy.
Second, I do get a flu shot every year. I had the flu once. Never want to get it again. I'm also on the waiting list to get the shingles vaccine. But the reason I called is to tell you how I quit smoking.
Yes, sir.
I started smoking when I was 14 years old. I smoked for 26 years. When my eldest son started going to school, they started drilling it into him that smoking is no good. So he came home from school and said, Daddy, would you quit smoking? And I said, when the time is right, I will. Every few months, he would say the same thing. And this went on for a few years. One day, the whole family was in the car, and my youngest son, who was 4 years old at the time, said to me, no, Daddy, you keep smoking, and when I get older, I'm going to smoke too. And I never lit up again.
Why do you think that was? It may be a stupid question, but I will ask you because I don't know the answer. Why do you think that was, that you did that based on what he'd said?
The reason I quit, I was just setting a horrible example for him.
And when he said that he was going to take it up, that was the extra kick in the buttocks you needed.
Of course.
No, that's...
Knowing it was bad for me, that was just the evidence I needed to quit. That was it.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's just that one final button that needs to be pushed that can put you over the edge and give you the strength to do something with which you've been struggling. That's why runners use buddies. You know, it's good to have somebody you're jogging with. Thanks very much for the call, sir.
You got it.
803, I actually have some lines open as we head up to the 6 o'clock hour, and I promise I won't keep you on hold forever. Try to be very considerate of your time when you call in. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. John in North Tonawanda, welcome to the show. Thank you for your patience, and you are on.
All right. I can give you three answers very quickly.
Okay.
I've quit at least 20 times. Number two, always get a flu shot. Number three, I was at work and a deer ran into the side of our van.
When your van was parked?
We were driving. My associate was driving the van. I was in the passenger seat. He had to swerve to avoid running the deer over. The deer ran right into the side of our van. Bam!
Oh, geez. Where did this happen?
Niagara County. We're like in Olcott or Ransomville, or I don't even know where we were. We're out in the sticks.
Yeah. Well, Olcott is like, there's the Lake Ontario waterfront right at Olcott and a little park there.
Yeah, that's where we were.
Wow. Getting back to the first answer you gave, when you said that you had quit smoking 20 times, what is your status right now?
Since I've been a child, since I was in my early teens, I had started smoking, and often on, and I, this is not just short, not a day or two. This is weeks, months, and years. And then I would go back to tobacco. I would start smoking again, and then I would have to stop because I couldn't stand it, and I would switch to dipping chewing tobacco.
Right.
And then I would quit that, which is very, I cannot do it again. In fact, I'm allergic now.
Yeah, I've never dipped in my life.
I'm allergic. It's
never dabbed either.
No, I was worried that I was getting cancer in my lip and my gums.
A very legitimate possibility.
It was close. It was serious. It was like you pull your lip down and you see white. That's not a good sign.
And I presume you had a physician take a peek at it and make sure everything was cool?
No, I just quit. And the way to quit, for everybody to know, the best way is you fast to weaken your desire. And then you have to go through 3 days of withdrawal and then 21 days of kicking the habit of having it in your pocket, reaching for your lighter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to mess with people. I would flick my lighter and watch people grab for their packs of cigarettes to get a cigarette out.
You know, we are Pavlov's dogs walking on two legs sometimes, aren't we?
Totally.
Yep. All right, my friend, thanks very much for the call, and congratulations for getting it right.
Yeah. Ciao, Bella.
All right, ciao. It is Bowerly and Bella via 548, News Radio 930 WBEN. Here is, do I have time? Okay, here's Terry in Lockport. Terry, welcome. You're on WBEN.
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
Excellent, sir. Thank you.
So I'd like to tell you my story about how I quit smoking. So I started smoking when I was 16 years old, and I smoked for 37 years. But what made me stop smoking was the smell. It was everywhere. And one day my daughter came and she said, "Your dog smells like crap." And I tell you, I took a whiff and my dog smelled like a bowling alley in the 70s. But I sucked down the cigs like ginger ale.
Oh, it's very easy to do. And then, you know, your walls get all filthy. Your curtains and draperies get filthy. Your furniture gets filled with smoke.
I had to throw everything out and start over. It was disgusting.
Wow. Well, if you got more to say about how you did it, be happy to keep you on hold till after we hit the weather and the traffic and stuff. And if you've said what you wanted to say, you can just hang up if you want. Just joining us, a lot of the show today has involved how people quit smoking in light of the vaping controversy going on. Also, right now, did you hit a deer and where did you hit it? And do you get the flu shot? I decided I'd throw three out in the final part of this segment of the program. Here is Chris in Cheektowaga on WBEN. Welcome, Chris.
How you doing there, Tom?
Sure.
I used to do a lot of trucking up in the northern of Quebec and in the Maine and up that way. And I had several encounters with moose, and pretty much up there they call them swamp donkeys because they're so dumb. And they'll lift the salt right off the roads up there, and they'll see you coming, and they just don't move. They just lumber across the road. And I've had in the wintertime, their fur is almost black. So you can't even really see them. And I live in a trailer park here in Cheektowaga. We have a huge deer population. And this one deer, since we've been here 2 years, this poor thing, she's got a broken leg. Now, she's given birth to two litters that I know of, because I've been here 2 years. She drags her leg behind her, can't even use it at all. Ugh. And then she got hit by something. And yet she keeps having these fawns. And she can only operate on three legs. And I don't even know how she made it through last winter, but she's out there. She should be coming out pretty soon. And it's just sad to watch it because you know she's got to be in pain.
Well, you know, what I'd suggest is, and I don't know what they can do about this, but if you were to call the wildlife department at the SPCA serving Erie County and make them aware of the situation, they may be able to do something about it because, you know, it's heartbreaking hearing this story. The trailer park in Cheektowaga, are you in the one off of Genesee Street?
No, it's off of Union, Shady Acres.
Okay. Well, why don't you do me a favor, make me feel better. Would you call the wildlife department at the SPCA serving Erie County and tell them the story and see if there's anything they might be able to do to maybe set that leg?
I'm in contact with a lady that specializes in that. And she says because she still has fawns, the fawns will not survive the winter without her. So this is going on two winters now. We've been here, and these fawns stay right by her side, even up until they're a year old. There's always like two or three fawns that I guess are considered fawns or yearlings. They can't do anything unless the deer is alone and by itself. They can't.
Well. Stay on top of it. I'm going to think about that poor deer now all night long. Thank you very much. Sir, I'm out of time. I apologize for letting you go, but and thanks for at least looking out for your deer friend, and I hope that something can be done to maybe get that bone set. I mean, even if it's just a question of tranquilizing the deer and doing some field dressing, putting a splint on it. No, Phil, not shooting it. It is 5:56 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Good old Phil Kennedy in there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.